Yeah, I mean, Sage has historically done well against us, but you know, Schaub's back there under center for a reason. He's a good quarterback. He's an accurate quarterback, and you know, we're going to have our challenge with either one of them.
You guys have had such a great history against the Texans, defensive line-wise, you know, getting to the QB. Does that continue Sunday, or have they made enough changes to where it might be more difficult?
Yeah, I think they've made, like you said, they've made some changes. They've got good people. They're not going to let the quarterback take hits. You know, so anything that happened in the past or in past years, it kind of goes out the window this week.
Coach said they weren't as bad as that first game showed them against the Steelers. So you get that same kind of feeling when you watch tape of them?
Yeah, I mean, they had a good preseason. They made good offseason moves. They drafted well. They're a talented team. So, you know, we expect to see a good Texans team, an improved Texans team. You know, I think before the season started, everybody picked them to finish ahead of us. So, you know, I don't think everybody in this locker room is taking them lightly.
You like being talked about favorably now? Yeah, you said people were picking other teams ahead of you, but now you guys are 2-0, and Colts have all sorts of problems. You know, you guys are kind of sitting pretty right now.
Yeah, I still don't think anybody's picking us to go to the Super Bowl. I mean, everybody, it seems, always looks for reasons that we shouldn't win, and you know, and that's fine with us. We like the underdog role. I think we went out and beat a good Jacksonville team the first weekend, and then went into Cincinnati as underdog. So I don't, you know, nobody's patting us on the back yet, but that's fine with us.